Hello, everybody. I have not posted in a while. I don't remember the last time I posted. I think actually the last time I posted was with Ginevra when we were playing around with the truck and the school bus and the police car, if I remember correctly. That's probably the last time I posted. Anyway, a lot has happened since then. I have moved. I used to live in downtown Toronto in a junior one-bedroom, which means it's a little smaller than a regular one-bedroom. And yes, it definitely was smaller. It was all right. I lived there for 11 years on my own for some of the time, with other people for part of the time. That's another story. But anyway, now I am in a two-bedroom in Scarborough, which is the very east end of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for those who don't know. But I am in a two-bedroom. It's big. It's echoey. Mainly right now it's echoey because I don't have a lot of furniture at the moment, but that will change soon. And it is very close to my daughter's school, which is a good thing because I'm hoping to get her back into my care as soon as possible. But that's all I really want to say about that. But everybody wish me luck on that. And if you are the praying type, I would appreciate all your prayers. And that kind of thing would really help. But if you're not into praying, just send me your good thoughts and good wishes. I would really appreciate that as well, too. So yeah, I moved in here on June 7th, which I just realized is 2 weeks ago now. It doesn't seem like it's been 2 weeks, but it has been. Well, now it's really the 22nd because it's after midnight here, so I guess technically it's 2 weeks and a day, but yeah, basically 2 weeks. So yeah, I'm still getting settled in, getting used to the new area. One thing about Scarborough is the street crossings are a lot wider here than they are downtown. That's for sure. Like, when my daughter was first born, I was in Scarborough quite a bit with her mother. I practically lived there and I remember the crossings being wide, but because I haven't been in Scarborough all that much, I kind of forgot. I'm so used to downtown that it's just taking some time to get used to these crossings. And the last time when I was in Scarborough, I had my dog, my guide dog at the time, and I don't have one now. I'm using a cane at the moment. I probably will get another guide at some point when things calm down with my daughter and stuff. But we'll see how that goes. Right now, I just can't sleep, so I'm out here posting a boom, I guess they're called now. I still can't get used to that. But maybe it's because I haven't posted enough out here. I've been playing around with Periscope and Meerkat quite a bit lately, and I have not really streamed on either one of them. I have tested it a little bit, but I haven't really streamed. I definitely prefer the accessibility of Meerkat over Periscope, though. I mean regarding streaming. With Meerkat, you can tell which camera is currently being used, whether it's the front one or the back-facing one. Because if it's the back-facing one, then you have the flash option available. But in Periscope, even when you switch cameras, which, by the way, isn't the most easiest thing, and it's not the most intuitive thing either, but when you switch cameras in Periscope, I can't tell anyway, as a totally blind person, to tell which camera is being used unless you ask your audience, and hopefully one of them will comment on your stream and tell you which camera is being used. But I do like both platforms for different reasons. But honestly, Periscope does have a lot of interesting streams that I have been watching, but honestly, I find myself gravitating more towards Meerkat. But if anybody has any pointers on either one of those, streaming platforms. I would definitely love to hear them. And I hope everyone's doing well, and I hope all the fathers out there had a good Father's Day. I did. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see my daughter on Father's Day, but I did see her the day before, which was really good. And we both had our birthdays last week, and both of them went pretty well. I bought her a stroller for her dolls, some coloring things, and some things for her hair. And we went to McDonald's for dinner and all that kind of thing. And that was about it, really. And I don't know. I just can't sleep right now, so I thought I'd come out here and record a boo. But I'm kind of rambling now, so I'm going to go. But everybody take care, and I'll try to update more often than I do. I know I always say that, and I never do it. But maybe this time I'll actually do it. Who knows? Anyway, everybody take care, and we'll talk soon. Bye for now.